Were the wagon wheels made out of rubber then?
Oh, no. The wagon wheels was made out of hickory and with a steel rim on the outside. And that wooden part that goes next to the rim, they call the feller. And spokes, you know what spokes are, and the hub is what fastened on that axle, and that was called the thimble. And that was made out of steel. Mm-hmm. And you have a tap on it, you see.
But you were sitting on the wood part in the swing, right?
Huh?
In those swings, you'd be sitting near the wood, on the wood.
No, you'd be sitting in that iron rim. That's just where an old wheel had played out, you know, and worn out, and the rim never did wear out, that tire part.
Would you carry the coal to the house then?
Care what?
Coal to the house then.
Didn't have any coal.
When did you start getting coal?
We never did have any coal out in the country. Hmm. We burned firewood.
When you did get coal in town, what'd you carry then?
Coal scuttles.
Okay, what do you use to make your horses grow faster when you're riding a buggy?
Buggy whip.
And what do you call the amount of corn you take to the grain to be ground?
Turn.
When the light burns out in the fixture, what do you call the thing you have to put in there? What do you get, a new what?
Light bulb?
Yeah.
But we didn't have any light bulb. We had a coal oil lamp. A pine knot in the fireplace.
What nails come in when you buy them in the store?
Keg. Nail keg. Wooden nail keg. 100 pounds to the keg.
When you carry out your wash and hang it up on the line, you put carry in a what? You go hang your wash out on the line, what do you carry then?
Oh, we used to have baskets.
What do they use them over?
White oak, split white oak.
What holds the parts of the barrel in place? Those metal things that go around it, what do you call them?
Hooks.
What do you put in the top of a bottle to hold it?
Stopper.
All right, what's it made out of?
Cork.
If you saw some man going down the road in a wagon with a load of wood on it, you'd say he was doing what to the wood?
Hauling.
Now, if there's a log across the road and you've got to go down that road and you want to move the log, you'd say somebody would do what to the log? Get it across the road. Like, I'm going to go out there and pull that log across, I'd be doing what to it?
Moving it.
What's another word I could use?
Drag.
All right, now, if you talked about it yesterday, how would you say he did that?
I don't understand what you're talking
about. All right, like right now, I'm dragging the log across, but if it happened yesterday, I'd say I did what to the log yesterday?
Drag it.
All right, that's what I remember. All right, what do you call a frame that you put across to saw a log on it, to chop a log up on it? You know what I'm talking about? Like you go put the wood in the stove and you're going to use that thing to saw logs on. What do you call it that you put it on? You have a term for that? It's kind of a frame, but what do you call it? You know, like I've got a log, a limb here, and I'm going to cut it into lengths to put it in my fireplace. What do you call that frame that you put it on?
Well, some have what you call sawhorses.
Well,
thing, each one has got four legs. And you've got
people,
two of them.
Did people use that then? Or
they made a thing, a rack, what's called rack. And you made it with crossing two logs like that, and you have about three or four paths. And you lay a log in there and you cut it up and saw it.
That's what I want, yeah, okay.